Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Kappa. On this podcast, I will help you learn how to feel healthy, look good, and plan a life you actually like in the midst of all the everyday chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And ladies, it's my birthday week. I am so excited to be doing this episode with my good friend, Katie Duckett. We talk about all of our recent favorites and fun things, and I think it is a really fun episode. Some stuff we haven't really gotten into before, and some old things that we've loved for a while, but I think that you're really going to enjoy it. At least I hope so. But before we get there, are any of you out there work at home moms? I know I'm not the only one. I know there are a lot of us trying to do the hustle and get things done and make things happen. And I don't know about you, but summertime is often like a dread. And I hate to say that because I'm excited to have my kids at home, but it's also really hard to work while they're here and to feel like I can stay on top of everything. So I have been working on some solutions for us as moms who are trying to get all of that done. You're going to be hearing about it more in the coming weeks. But if you are a work from home mom who wants to hear what I have coming up and the things I'm going to be releasing to help us, then you're going to want to make sure that you are subscribed to my newsletter. So head over to mackenziekappa.com/news, get your name in there so you're not going to miss when I make the announcement very, very soon. You're going to want to know all about this because I'm pretty sure it's going to revolutionize all of our summers. So you work from home moms out there, go to mackenziekappa.com/news. Make sure that you are getting all the latest information from me so we can be in touch about making summer a whole lot easier. All right, without further ado, let's dive into this birthday episode with me and Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
I always hate the way I say hi to people. Just so you all know, really? If you all listen to the show and every week you're like, why does she sound like a weirdo? I don't know. There's really no good explanation for it. Just is what it is. And we're just going to try to soldier on. So, but we are here this week because we did a little trip down memory lane last week for our boys' birthdays. But this week is leading into my birthday. And yeah, it's my final year before I turn 40.
So big one.
I got to make it a good one. Mm-hmm. But I thought we could do like a little like favorites show because we haven't in a while. And that would be sort of fun for my birthday episode. So we just
absolutely
get to like hang out and talk about things we like.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We hope. Anyway, we were kind of trying to brainstorm our list. We're like, I don't know. What do we like things? I feel like I have definitely been on like a buying pause for a while now. So there hasn't been as much. Although maybe we should lead in with something I'm not liking because I thought I would have it to talk about on this episode. This is the one thing I've been trying to invest in. It was one of my goals for this year. This sounds so pathetic. Was to get a new bra because it had been, I don't even want to say how long, but let's just say our other good friend didn't even live in the house that she lives in now when I bought my current bras. And so it was a good while ago. And so yeah, I really was wanting to get a no underwire bra. That's all the rage. It's all supposed to be great for you and whatever. But I have found they don't real. I mean, maybe I'm going to come across one. I've got my eye on a couple, but they don't really make them for people with my body construction, which is someone with a very small rib cage, but a decently sized chest that also is not perky in and of itself. Because you told me, like, the bras have got to be out there. What about all those girls who go and get boob jobs and they end up with these huge boobs? Well, the thing is, they got boob jobs. their boobs are up where they're supposed to be. Yeah. But they're not. There's there's no, you have to form these babies. They have nursed four children for a total of 8 years. So there's a lot of spillage that happens, and it's just really disappointing. So I am doing my due diligence. If there are any of you out there, which apparently there are not many of us, or they would be making bras for this particular weirdo body I have. But I'm going to keep searching. So when I find them, I will let you all know.
Mm-hmm. The hunt is still on.
Yeah. Because even when like your 8 and 10 year old are like, nah, that looks weird. Like, okay.
It doesn't get a lot more honest than that.
Yeah. Like, why does it look like there are four bumps across your chest? It's like, well, yeah. I look like I have some sort of illness, but
not what you're going for.
No, really not. The whole idea is lift and separate, not smush and spill. So
sounds like Legally Blonde. That sounds right? Like
that. That's what I'm going for. Why can't that happen? So that's the deal with the bras. I will keep you posted. I had hoped to be able to talk about it, but alas, we're not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. So. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about something that we do like. You just went through like an amazing experience that is revolutionizing your entire life.
Yes. It is not too strong to say it's life-changing.
It really? Truly?
Yeah. Yeah. So what Mackenzie's talking about is I had my colors done over spring break. And I don't know if that's something people are familiar with, or like, is that something you knew about, Mackenzie, before I did it?
Well,
like,
I've had my colors done.
But is it like something people are like, well, it's mainstream?
Well, I think here on the podcast, people probably are aware because I've had the gal from Color Guru on the podcast like a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And she did my colors, and I've talked about it on the show, but it is a little different sending in a picture to have someone do it, which I think is still like a totally acceptable way to do it. But you got to do it live, which was, I think, like even up another level.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, within the first 15 minutes, I knew what my season was, but the appointment was 3.5 hours.
Oh my, so I did not know it was that long.
Yeah.
So, okay, walk us through what was the whole thing? What is the whole thing?
Well, so the first part, you know, you get rid of your hair. It goes in like a hairnet, but it's completely gone. So the color's gone. Everything is gone.
Oh, and then interesting.
Yep. And then you have zero makeup on. You've got no moisturizer. You've got nothing on your face. It's a bare face. You're natural light. And then she puts kind of like, it's an apron, but it goes up to your neck. So you can see nothing except for this blank slate white. So that's how you're presenting. And so then you determine if you're cool or you're warm. And she talks about how, you know, the prevailing way to do that is to look at your wrist and to see what the, you know, if you've got that blue or, and she said that can be very misleading and it's led a lot of women astray. 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
She was one of them. She lived a lot of her life, 20 years of her life, believing she was an autumn and then found out she was a winter, and it literally liberated her.
Yeah.
It did not fit, never felt like a fit, but that's what she believed she was. Anyway, so she's passionate about righting the wrong of you cannot tell from looking at the inside of your wrist. That leads you astray. And what it is it's the layer of fat in the subcutaneous layer of your skin. It reflects light, either cool or warm. Like it's one of, but you can't tell by looking at the top of your skin, which is why the wrist is misleading.
Well, so, you must have really enjoyed that science lesson.
You know I did.
Yeah.
You know I did. Yeah. So then you're this blank slate, and then she puts a pure, crisp white, and then you contrast that with a cream, like, bib that goes over that, the initial one. And you're in natural light, and you look in the mirror, and it was dramatic. You could absolutely tell when she put the cream one on me, we all sort of groaned like, oh, I look sick. I look like I need to be fit. I look jaundiced. I look ill.
Not
so
good.
Clearly not good. And then you put the white on and suddenly I had cheekbones. I had definition. My eyes lit up. My lips looked pink. Like, it was dramatic.
Wow.
And I wear a variety of creams and whites all the time, but I've absolutely not ever been able to detect that on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fascinating. So suddenly we realize I'm cool. And then my sister-in-law who was with me, she was warm. So it was so cool to see that contrast because it's so personalized and you truly could tell, oh, the color that made me look like really ill made her light up and vice versa. So mm-hmm. it was so interesting to see that contrast. So then you know if you're cool or you're warm, and then you dive into, okay, you're warm. So are you autumn or spring and you're cool? Are you winter or summer? And so, you know, then you go a little bit deeper. And within the first 15 minutes, we knew I was a winter, my sister-in-law was a spring. So then that's determined. And then you go into every shade of your season. And I would say there were 50 to 60 shades.
Wow.
And you have the boundary lines from in between every color of those 60 shades. So it's like a harmonizing with that palette. It's not specific. You have to hit this color. It's within that palette. And really the big thing that she draws on are the words. So like I might know all four seasons words, but winters are icy, clear, vivid, and then there's another one.
Okay.
So, use those words primarily. You know, if you look at a piece of clothing that you really like and you think, is it icy? Is it cool? Is it that other word? And if it isn't, then you know, you kind of veer away from it. Like for instance, I can't wear heathered clothes. I need clear. My color needs to be saturated and away from like a muted or a mixed or a heathered. So like that's but some winters can wear more heathered stuff. I'm not one of them. So you go into subsections, and we went into two different subsections. So it was fascinating. And then you go through your wow color, your signature color, the ones that really make you light up within your range. Then you go into makeup and, you know, the different colors that you should wear specific to your season and specific to your coloring. So your color, your season is your season, even if your hair color changes or you're tan or you're pale, that is your season for life. But within it, like your signature color may change if, you know, your hair color changes or something like that. But you stay in the same season. So it was so helpful. Like if I'm going to wear something formal, I need to be in this color range. If I'm going to wear something business and I want to come across as like confident and to be taken seriously, I want to wear in this color range. For casual everyday wear, I'm in this color range. So it was super helpful. And like you walk away with rules of like, okay, this works for me. And mm-hmm. when I got home, I was overwhelmed by how much cream was in my closet.
Yeah.
It's like, why have I continued to try to make cream work? And I don't gravitate towards it, but I keep buying it. I keep thinking maybe it'll work, but it's like these subtle things where if you wear something and you get a lot of compliments in it, it's probably like a something that's flattering on you versus if you wear something and people wonder if you're sick. Like,
yeah.
Probably been clues here for a while, but it's just very helpful to have the understanding and like the rules of it. And so then you go into, for your specific color, for your specific subsections, you need to dress with a neutral, a bright, and a pop. Or, you know, like you kind of get those sort of rules. So when you're building an outfit. Yeah. And so for me, because I have, as a winter, I have a lot of color of all the seasons. Winter has the most vivid, like hot fuchsia and sapphire blue and like a really saturated eggplant and jade green. You've got a lot of color. So my neutrals are like the grays and the whites. I have all the grays, all the whites, all the blacks. Well, I mean black. So I have to kind of stay in that range and then add my pops with either like earrings or lipstick. If something close to your face, you want the pop. So it was just so helpful to like get, oh, this is how I do it. This is what we do. Then we tried on all of the different lipsticks in my color range and figured out which ones really worked and which ones really came alive. And then she gave guidelines for when you wear this one, you know, what you're trying to do with your outfit. You don't want to compete. And sometimes you don't want to be too matching if that's your pop. Like, it was just so many good, helpful tips for how to go forward as your best self. And what she kept saying is, we want you to show up for your life. We want you to show up and be the best version of you. And following these kind of guidelines and rules just helps you appear. It helps you be present. It just brings you out. And I have certainly felt that. It's been amazing. I would say the lipsticks have probably been the most dramatic shift for me, because the colors I was wearing, everything I was wearing on my face was warm and I needed cool. So right there's an adjustment that's like, wow.
Yeah.
this makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I look healthy. I look like I have a natural glow. I look like I have cheekbones and my eyes twinkle or light up when they contrast with the right lipstick. It's amazing. So then she kind of challenges you to wear your lipstick every day for 3 weeks. And at the end of the 3 weeks, because at the beginning it feels like overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, all people see are my lips right now because this is so loud. But by the end of the 3 weeks, without it, you feel like, oh, where am I? And you put it on and it just feels like it's not drawing attention to itself. It's almost like it's fading to the background, so you're showing up. It's a really weird switch that happens, but I feel like I've become dependent on it and I love it and it's totally life-changing.
Well, I can attest that when you got back and you, because yes, you wore those colors, but you've been showing up in a different way wearing those colors. And the first time you got on Marco Polo, because I see you pretty much every day on there, it was like, oh, look at you. Like, it was just really something. And it was interesting to see, like you're saying, you were given all these rules, because I really like the thing that I did, because at least it gave some guidance. I mean, I had some general ideas anyway, because back when I was like in, I want to say 7th or 8th grade, back when they had the Prescriptives makeup brand, your foundation color, they had like the 4 different undertones to the foundation. So it was like yellow, orange, red, blue, you know, like they had all the different ones. And so I had this amazing makeup artist at the time who was working the counter, and she matched me and I was a red blue. And from that point on, I always knew that I was cool. Like, I'd had the comparison of the warm tones or the cool tones. So I kind of had like a little bit of an idea most of my life. And then I had the color matching done by Color Guru, and that was great. But they give you a stock card that's kind of like, for everyone in Calm Summer, these are your good colors. It's not necessarily like the specific color that's going to work best on you. It's the ones that are for everybody in that, you know, that season. And definitely didn't get the same kind of rules like what you're talking about. It takes it to like such a different place where you can really like put it into practice a lot more easily than just like, okay, I'm taking this card to the store now to buy my clothes, but still, like, what does this mean and how do I do this?
Exactly. I mean, we talked about denim, you know, we talked about what you want to do up around your face and what you want to do on your legs and your feet. And if you're doing this up around your face, do this by your legs, because you don't want to be a mess. You don't want to be way too much. It's overwhelming. Everything's in my color. I have on the jade, I have on the fuchsia, I have on the blue. Like, no. That's too much.
Yeah.
The idea isn't like be the loudest version of yourself. It's simply to show up. And so you're not trying to take center stage. You're just trying to be the best version of you. So I felt like I needed that reframing of, okay, so if this is what I've got to work with, how do I put it together in a way that makes the most sense, is the most flattering? And that was really helpful, because I think I would have probably just gone for shirts. Like, I would have been like, okay, so I'll just go for shirts in my color range and stick with, you know, basics on the bottom. But it was interesting how she just helped you walk through. Like, if you can find a pair of fuchsia pants, get them. And then what you're going to do on top is white and your fuchsia lipstick. And that's going to make it work. You know, it just was helpful to have have those rules. And my hair itself, because it's so dark, can be a contrast. If I wear white, my hair is dark. So yeah. That's already my contrast. So I don't need another one. So mm-hmm. It's just helpful to have somebody, you know, come alongside and look at you. And then even with body type, and she has a whole other version of like, so you take this deeper and you do the style guide based on what your body composition is and what looks most flattering on you, which I would love to do as a next step. But it would have been too much to do all in one day. Mm, like mm-hmm. That would have been a full day. And man, you'd have to unpack layers and layers and layers of stuff. Yeah. So probably like next year, I would look into taking it up a notch. But so my sister-in-law, who's a spring, her lipstick colors tend toward orange, a coral. It's like a tangerine-ish. And in Florida, it worked. Like, it looked fantastic. But she said when she got back to really cold Idaho in the winter, she was like, I can't pull this off. And so she's kind of struggling with how to make it work in the winter, in the gray, like how not to make it too loud where you feel shocked. And so she's kind of walking through it a little more gingerly, where I feel like I just dove in and you know, kind of all in. She's approaching it more slowly and piece by piece and carefully, thoughtfully. So, I mean, I think you can take the rules and just do, you know, you make it work for you, but it is so great to know, like, and if I wear something that I know isn't in my colors, I'm cognizant of it. Like, you know, this really is this. Why do I like this? Is it the style that I really like? Is the color doing anything for me? And usually the answer is no. And then I'm like, that's why this outfit never really worked. I get it. I didn't realize it. Now I can say that doesn't really work. I'm not going to replace it right now. I can't replace everything, but at least I'm understanding. Like, I probably won't grab that as often because it doesn't work.
Yeah. I would almost say, like, well, hold off on all doing all the replacing until you do the style one, too, because you don't want to then, like, buy all the wrong stuff again. But
right.
Ladies, it's a good time to be getting on top of your spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. And right now, you can save 10% off their full suite of Caraway products, from their internet famous cookware, which I absolutely love, to their newly launched food storage set that is just beautiful and non-toxic, and I love it. But I still probably have to say that my favorite things from Caraway are their cookware. Their high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware is free of PTFE, such as Teflon. They don't have any lead, cadmium, or any other toxic materials. You can cook in these babies and feel so good knowing that no nasty chemicals are going to leach into your food, and they also clean up like a dream. I have their sauté pan and their Dutch oven, and I use them almost every single day. I absolutely love them. They have held up so nicely. They look beautiful in my kitchen as well, because Caraway kitchenware comes in a variety of chic shades. I have their cream and it just looks so nice in my kitchen. And all sets include complimentary easy access storage solutions. So you're never trying to find a lid or trying to stack things on top of each other. It just works beautifully. These would also make a wonderful Mother's Day gift. They've got so many different options, so many different colors, bakeware, cookware, storage, anything you're looking for to make your kitchen better, Caraway is the place to go. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway. Non-toxic cookware made modern. You also found out that your jewelry was not the right color.
I know. I was just going to start talking about that. That has been the hardest. It's been the hardest.
Yeah.
I'm a silk, and all of my jewelry for my whole life has been gold. And so it feels like a severing of an identity piece of like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't wear gold. And she showed me, because I really argued it. I was like, are you sure? So are you sure? And so she put gold up against my neck and silver. And I mean, I could see it. It was immediate. She said, you can wear whatever you want, whatever metal you're most comfortable in, but gold looks cheap. And silver looks expensive. Like, you can see the difference in how my skin lit up. And indeed, it's true. It's very true. And that was just a little bit of a shock because I thought somebody at some point in my life told me to wear gold or that I should wear gold. And I did. And I've never questioned it. And in fact, silver feels, we were talking about this the other day, but silver feels a little dated to me because everybody wore it so hard in the 90s. And so it's sort of hard for me to go back there. Like, it has a stigma to me. Silver and I are working through it. We are working through it, but that one's been hard.
Right before you went, you got permanent jewelry in gold.
So it's still on. It's like a reminder all the time. And if I look at my wrist and I look at it, I can see how it looks cheaper on me than it does on like my sister. Gold looks rich on her, but on me, it looks kind of like chintzy, like costumey. It doesn't have that richness. So funny. Now, don't worry. My sisters are going to take my permanent jewelry. Don't worry. Clear. They're like, I'll go with you. You get it taken off. I'll get it put on.
Sounds like, good. How generous of you.
I know. Problem solved. Because both my sisters and my sister-in-law, they're all warm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I think that my mom is warm and I'm obviously definitely cool. I would be so curious what my girls are. And
yeah,
like to even set them up with that information as like teenagers, you know, I think would be like, I mean, I think that about that a lot of things, like all the different ways I'm teaching them about their cycle and the things that we know about hormones and, you know, like all that stuff we didn't know when we were younger. But even like, here are your colors. You have this guidance for life. What a
Seriously,
gift.
How instructive. And so that leads me to something really funny. Our friend Jenny, who's been on the podcast before. So when I was going to have this done, she's like, oh my gosh, I had that done. And it was like in 89 or so. And it was a lady at a church that went to Home Depot and got a whole bunch of paint samples and organized them by season. And then went to Joann Fabrics and got a bunch of swatches. And then she did like a homemade version in her living room. And and Jenny still has the pictures and the book that she used, which is dated 80s book. It is hilarious. And Jenny's a winter. And she cried. She wanted to be an autumn. And I was like, you really need to get it redone, like accurately, because she probably is a winter. She has that coloring, you know, and that dark hair. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
who knows? But she's going to take, when her girls turn 18, she's going to have it done with them. So yeah. I think that's so special to like give your daughters like an accurate guideline for life of like, this is how you best show up. And I just love that perspective behind the scenes of it. We're doing a lot of that in the life coaching stuff that we're doing. It's kind of coming from both directions about show up for your life, have dreams and things you're going after. And this one coming at it from like, be present in the moment. Don't wash away to the background, like show up.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of cool to have them both come in from different sides, but sort of saying the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. I think it's so fun. And then you are going to take it like a step farther. And it's something I've even kind of been thinking about with my house, but you're going to use it to redecorate as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's my house. So why wouldn't my house show me off?
Just you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what all the guys in my life are, but nor
does
do
it matter.
Care.
No. They don't need to look good. Your home can showcase you.
Yes. And the lady Barbara who did our colors, she did it out of her home and her front room. Well, her whole home reflected her color. She's also a winter, but that front room really did. And so it's all white and black with pops of lime and fuchsia. It was black wood. I mean, it was just all the way winter and it was cool. She's like, of course you should. Like, this is your home. You know, you want to show up in your home and have it reflect your personality and just like, it's permission. I think that the colors that are my colors have probably always been some of my favorites, but they're loud. And so do I really have the confidence to wear this color lipstick? Probably not. I might love it. I might like it, but to actually do it, for me, it took somebody saying, this is your best color. You are not serving anyone in your life if you're holding back. Like, wear it. Show up.
Well, I remember us getting probably like a FabFitFun box or something years ago, and it having a color very similar to what you're wearing now. And you were like, oh no, no way. Never going to happen. Never going to wear that. I gave it to my sister. I was never going to wear that.
But I loved it. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's because it's bold. And Carrie feels the same way with her springs. Like, she really likes those corals. But wearing it, it does force you to show up. And if you're not quite there, if you're not quite sure, it's hard to do it. But when you have that permission of like, this is for everybody else around you too. We need you. We need you to show up. We need you to be here. You know, don't hide away. And it's just, it's interesting how much more I smile, or how much more people are smiling at me, probably because I'm smiling at them. You know, it's probably works together, but it's just, it's been a very interesting little experiment of how you feel just by embracing or having the permission like to go for it, to go with these. It's as simple as colors, you know, I mean, it really is a simple thing, but I think it's the permission and just the allowance that this is for you. This is, and the fact that it's so subsectioned to be so unique, only 10% of the winters are sultry jewels. And like in my subsection, and icy, I also have the icies, which is makes it really unusual. So only like 10% of the winters have that. So it's just so unique and personalized. It feels very special. Like, if these are my colors, why, you know, there aren't a lot of people who have, why am I not enjoying them? Like, do it.
Yeah, totally. And so as you're thinking about decorating, like, what, how are you going to incorporate that? Like, what are you going to do? Is every chair going to be like, are you going to go subtles and neutrals? Or are you going to be like bold with the color? Like, what are you even envisioning? Have you even thought about it yet?
Of course I have. I think that because the winters, like, contrast is a huge part. You have white and you have black. It's the only season that has black. So that contrast is a huge component of it. So I think I'll just embrace the contrast and then have pop. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like too much, but even my house outside is white with black trim.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been there, but I don't know if I've always given myself that freedom. So anyway, I think that I'll kind of dial that in. She was saying, contrast with florals is very good in my range because the icies and the deep jewels are usually your floral colors, which I mean, I love flowers deeply. I'd like to hear that I could do, like, I could start pulling in more floral patterns, even though I have all these guys, they can really drag my decor down. But I think I'm just going to embrace a little bit more of that.
Well, hey, from what I've heard about Ben, he's going to be your biggest supporter.
Oh my gosh. I have to share that. Yes. It is so, so weird, but so great.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it'll start a trend. I don't think so. But so Ben has been thinking about how he wants to redecorate his space. If he has his own room, this is what he wants to do. He wants to have dated floral wallpaper, quilt on the bed, an iron bed, quilt on the bed. He wants to embrace grandma's room. He wants his bedroom to feel like he's staying at grandma's house.
Oh my goodness. I feel like I need to, like, crochet him something.
Welcome it. The like cheesier grandma style, he's all at it. And we've just been like, what? This is bizarre. And he's like, I mean, you walk into your room and you feel like you're at grandma's house, and what do you want to do? You want to exhale and be like, I can rest here.
I have not run this by Roman yet, but I'm pretty sure that his reaction will be like, I'm sorry, what? Because he's like the antithesis. He's like Mr. Techie, and everything is like cutting edge and pink and blue and purple. And like, he's just, I cannot wait to hear what he says when I tell him, or I ask him, like, have you heard about Ben's whole new decor idea.
It's so great. It's so weird. And just, it's so him. And he is very close to both of his grandmas. I mean, he really, really is. And he's just dear to them. I mean, he's tender hearted and just really loves them. But still, to decorate your whole bedroom in that kind of a style is
it's hilarious.
It's a bold move. It's out there. Yeah, so he's definitely willing to embrace the floral for sure.
Like, I can't wait to see his first apartment.
Oh, it's so weird.
No one will embrace hand-me-down furniture more.
Yeah. Oh, that works.
Yeah. I love it. Do you have a doily? Do you have a doily I could put on that?
Exactly. And I was like, what if a friend comes, like, how do you justify this room? And he's like, I'm going to look at him and be like, I know. Awesome, right? Do you feel like you just want to rest? Okay. All right. No problems or troubles in this room. This is where you rest and you just let grandma take care of you.
I love the embracing of it. Just the like, no shame.
No shame.
There's something about this age, because Roman has those certain things too, where it's just like, this is who I am. I actually was scrolling. It was actually for last week's episode on the podcast. I was scrolling back through pictures trying to find some stuff of like when we were younger moms. And so I found all these pictures and videos of Roman when he was right around 10. And
the squeaky voice, that high-pitched voice. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yep. And his, like, I had a video and he was telling this goofy story of like when he had broken his kneecap and he did this whole reenactment of it that was hilarious. But he was just like, he always did some sort of pose in whatever picture he was in and like made all these goofy faces. And I sent a bunch of them to him and I was like, never forget that this is who you really are. Like, never have any less personality than you had at 10 years old, because that is you.
So great. Yeah. So great.
This is so funny.
Yeah. And sadly, we didn't have any pictures together in our younger mom years.
Well, we did. We had like a couple, but they were all with other people. And so it was like, well, we had one when we were pregnant with June and Ellie, but we also had another friend who was pregnant at the same time. And so I was like, well, I don't know if I should include other random people. I'll be like, why am I on your website? But yeah, we didn't have any of just the two of us, which is a real crime. And I was thinking, even when I was going back and editing last week's episode, I was, you know, we talk about this like evolution in our friendship and how things changed. And I remember, you probably remember too, but being in your house down by the park, and it was the first time we really hung out, just the two of us. And I just like poured my heart out to you. And I knew then, I was like, she could be my best friend. And you were like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, we'll see each other in a few, but like, I've got a friend and yeah. And I was like, oh man, okay.
I played hard to get.
Yeah, look at us now. Look at us now. I'm real happy with how that turned out. And I knew, even as a cocky 20-whatever-year-old, I knew.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Switching gears for a moment. If you're older than 50, you won't want to miss this. If you're listening to this Gerber Life Guaranteed Life Insurance sponsorship ad, there's a good chance that you're alive. And if you're not, well, this may not be of interest to you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Life insurance? I'm going to live forever. Death is what happens to other people. Well, for the sake of argument, let's assume you're wrong and that someday you won't be listening to podcasts anymore. I know, it's not easy to talk about, so I'll do the talking. If you're 50 plus and alive, or 50 to 75 in New York, you can apply for Gerber Life Guaranteed Life Insurance with guaranteed acceptance, regardless of your health. And since this life insurance is guaranteed, you don't have to get a medical exam. In fact, you don't even have to fill out a health questionnaire. For a free quote, just visit GerberLifeFamily.com. Then, when you stop, if you stop listening to podcasts, your family can use the insurance money to help cover your final expenses or anything else. Your kids already inherited your ears, allergies, and questionable singing voice. Don't make them inherit your final expense tab, too. See website for terms and restrictions. Okay. Well, I think that was a good, I mean, we talked about the colors. I mean, that went deep. But I think it's valuable. I think it's a fun one.
Too. And so the person or the company is called House of Color, and it's out of the UK, right?
Yeah.
It's color, C-O-L-O-U-R.
Yeah.
So it's, and in our area, there really isn't a lot. It's, hopefully it's coming. Hopefully it's like it's developing over here. That's what Barbara said, but I don't know. She's East Coast. So, but it's worth it if you can find a House of Color representative.
Well, and we are supposed to be going to Florida together.
You are
next year at some point. And so I would love to do it and like take it up to the next level. And then we can come back and talk about it some more. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's when you do your style one.
Ooh.
That would be so fun.
Yes, that would be really fun. And I think I'd be ready by that point. Like, I need some time to develop all those basics and then dial it in a little bit more. But I mean, who would I even be then with colors and style?
Right? You'd be like unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Amazing.
I love it.
Well, and that does lead me to a new favorite because I've had to revamp my jewelry. And so I've been ordering a lot from Made by Mary, and I love her jewelry. I love her jewelry. It's affordable. It's like the kind of jewelry that is made to take a nap in or a shower in. So it's not fussy. And all of the earring backs have like the post and the ball. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you look in the back and kind of screw it on. So it's meant to like live in, but it has a really like high quality feel, but is really, really conducive to a lifestyle where I just can't be fussing with taking necklaces off and putting them on night. And like, that's just a lot. That's a lot. So I like my jewelry to just kind of stay.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that this can.
I like it. I know everything you've worn has been very pretty. You definitely had like that adjustment period where you were like, look.
Well, and I put it on all at once. And that was maybe too much.
Maybe. And I think that was my recommendation. Like, maybe we just try like one or two things.
Piece by piece.
Start. Maybe that's what we do. But I really do like all the pieces that you got though, for sure.
Me too. And super affordable. And so one of them I sent back and really easy return process. And I can't say enough for shopping online. I really liked her, the way she's done it.
Nice. That's always nice when it can be an easy return.
Oh yeah. If it's not easy, then I just end up keeping it.
Yeah.
Then I have regrets and I probably won't order from them again because I feel guilty.
Yeah. That was one thing. I was shocked on one of the bras that I tried, which it was from NYX or K-NYX, as you call it.
Yeah.
And it did not work. I needed to return it. And I wanted to get just like store credit because there are a couple other bras from them that might work that I want to try. And they said, okay, your return is, we got it all situated here and don't worry about sending it back. Just donate it. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is the greatest thing ever. I don't have to like order the shipping label from my Staples and like do all, oh my word.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So easy. It made me want to buy all the things from them.
Yes. What great customer satisfaction. Like, in my sugar cookie group that it really focuses on marketing, they focus so much on that, on customer satisfaction. And if you have somebody who complains about, an order that you did or cookies that you did, the best thing to do is to listen to them, hear them, and probably just fully refund them. Because you want someone to walk away like, oh, I was heard. I'll do it again. I mean, she might have messed this one up, but I'd go back because I'm very walking away. Like, there's so much to be said for that. Instead of, going kind of back and forth. Well, no, that's not really what this is. Like, there's no win there. And you're going to lose that customer. And that customer might talk and leave a bad review. Or, so there's so much to be said for that customer satisfaction. And, that K-NYX let you keep it and just do what you want with it. But we'll refund you because you're not happy. beautiful.
Yeah. The total antithesis from what I am experiencing from a different company that I'm working with right now, who I had to replace something, and because I had like the warranty on it, and they came back and first they told me, okay, that's $40 to replace. I was like, okay. So a couple weeks later, I was ready to actually make the replacement. And they said, okay, that's $60. And I was like, I'm sorry, you said that it was $40. And they're like, oh, that person told you wrong. It's $60.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. So I go through the whole process. I had to print out not only the shipping label, they made you print out the email and include it and all of this stuff. I get it all together. I send it back and they just charged me for it. Yeah. So I have to call today and be like, okay, not only, you know, if you make, I get that we make mistakes, but this is America. We're not in France. You honor the price that you told me it was going to be in the first place. And then you certainly don't charge me for the thing that I sent back to you. So wow. Yeah, not happy at all.
No. And that customer service part is such a huge component of being our satisfaction with the product, you know, like it taints it or it gives it a boost. It yeah. really is a major thing.
Yeah. And the product that they sent me to replace it isn't even working fully. And so I'm like, oh. No, you guys, no. Now it's your turn to make this right.
Yeah. You put your lipstick on and you call them.
Yes. I will.
Show up for that phone call.
Which I usually, you know, I try to live by the whole, like, you win more bees with honey, like, being very kind. But sometimes you also have to lay the smack down. And I am in my luteal phase right now. So I know I am not beyond doing that.
Yeah. Watch out.
Watch
said
out.
Company.
Watch yes. out. Yes. Mm-hmm. For any of you who need to make returns, just save them for your luteal phase. You'll get some stuff done. Oh, a lot of people in my life right now, I have to think about, like, should I have a conversation with you or should I wait about a week? Because I'll probably say something I regret if I have a conversation with you right now. Okay.
Oh, see, that's good self-awareness.
Yes. Good. Yes. It's, you know, all part of the planning based on your cycle. Save yeah. the conversations. Unless you have a return to make, maybe stay quiet for a week or so. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Something else that we are both liking, but a little bit differently, is our Albright from Beauty Counter. Oh,
love it. Love yes. it so much. I will probably never be without it. In fact, I'm looking at a backup right here that's still in the box. I will never be without it.
Yep.
I love it.
So you're using the Albright Vitamin C Serum. Mm-hmm. And I was using the serum. And then I got a couple of promotional oils that came just for free. And so I was like, well, I'll try it. I was nervous about it because it's an oil and I feel like I tend to skew more oily, but I'd heard people say like, no, you are not going to feel oily afterward. Like just try it. And I finally did. And I have been so shocked. I mean, I feel like I'm that person who needs like a blotter paper throughout the day because I get so oily. And that has not been the case at all. Like I can put my makeup right on over it. It's crazy. I love it.
So are you, because I have it, but how are you using it? Like, are you using the serum as well? Are you layering or are you just using it like as your moisturizer?
Well, I have not been able to afford to get more serum. So I am down to just the oil right now. I think you definitely could use them together, but I am using it a lot of times sort of in place of a moisturizer or after a moisturizer to seal in my moisturizer. So yeah. I've been doing my ASEA Renew gel, which using it in combination with the oil or like a heavy moisturizer at night, I'm not getting the drying and flaking that some people kind of complain about. So I'm doing the ASEA and then doing the, I think it's the Terra Peptide. I think that's what it's called.
The pink one?
Yeah, the Eye Counter Time Cream from Beauty Counter and the oil. And I love it.
That's your night.
That's my regimen? Morning. That's my morning.
Morning. Okay.
Yeah. So putting on the oil like in the morning before I put on my makeup and everything and not feeling oily at all, which is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. I have found I love the way my skin feels. Like sometimes I'm just not even wearing hardly any makeup over that. Like I just love the way it feels like my skin is pulling in oxygen with those serum. It's like, it's just, I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. It's so good. I just, the more I use of their like facial care products, even in some ways, like over the makeup, I'm loving their skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am with you. I haven't figured out the combination that I like the best yet. Like, I feel like I'm always kind of, okay, tonight I'm going to try this one and this one and this one. So I don't have that like dialed in, but I enjoy all of it.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. I thought it would be, and I like the makeup. It's, you know, I think they're good products, but the skincare I've definitely like fallen in love with. And it's the same kind of thing. Like, I'm always kind of switching things up and trying different things or different orders of things. And I really like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a quick break to hear from one of our favorite old sponsors that hasn't been on the show for a little while, you guys, and that is Plan to Eat. Now, you probably think they have to have been on the show because I talk about them even when they don't sponsor, because I love them that much. It is just simply the best meal planning website and app available. They've thought of everything. They make it so simple. You just drag and drop your meals right onto your calendar. You can create menus so you can repeat them over and over again, and you only have to do the work once, basically, and you just make it so much easier for yourself. They've got cool little features like keeping track of what you have in your freezer or what you have in your pantry. I mean, all kinds of different things that just make life simpler. But probably one of my very favorite things is the shopping list feature. I love knowing that I can go to the store and I'm never going to forget my list at home because there's no way I'm ever going to leave my phone at home. So I always have the information that I need to buy all of our groceries as quickly as possible. I love the way they arrange the list into all of the different aisles of the store, and they automatically put all of the different items that I buy in the list of the store that I most typically buy them from. It's that brilliant. You guys, I use Plan to Eat every single week to make sure that I know exactly what I need to feed my family and I've got the recipes at my fingertips. It makes my life so much simpler and I know it can do the same for yours. So if you head over to plantoeat.com/livewell, you can get 30 days free and 30% off a yearly subscription. Plan to Eat typically costs $49 a year or $5.95 a month. But again, you can get a whole month free and 30% off their yearly subscription by just going to plantoeat.com/livewell. Make your life a little bit simpler this spring. We're right in that season when there's so much going on at the end of the year. So go to plantoeat.com/livewell and make your life easier. Okay. Do you have another one or do you want me
to
go?
I have one more on my mind right now, and that's these sweatshirts that I found on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
They're like crew, so they don't have a hood, and they're very lightweight, and they have pockets. And
nice.
I just feel like it's a very flattering fit. They're like $26, and they have a myriad of colors, like a lot of colors. But I've really been enjoying the weight of it. It's just, it's not at all heavy. It's not overly fuzzy. It's kind of like a cross between a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, but it has sort of that oversized sweatshirt trend look.
Mm-hmm.
But the pockets, it's the pockets. I love them. They are sewn into the side so they don't flop. They're not like adding bulk. But it's so nice to be able to stash something in there. A lot of the crew sweatshirts do not have pockets.
Yeah.
So this just kind of answers that whole problem. And I think I have four colors now. I keep getting one every once in a while, like, oh, I just really like these.
And now that I know my color palette, I got to just like get them all.
Exactly. And it turns out the three that I had were all correct, which was
nice.
Really, I was very pleased. No cream. I have an icy pink, like an icy turquoise, and then like a deep lilac color. So it works. They work.
I think I've seen you in the lilac color. I think that was what you were wearing that first day you were back, and I was like, dear goodness, you look amazing.
I had the deep lilac sweatshirt on with my cherry lipstick, and that combo, I really like that combo.
They are very cute and lots of different colors.
And the pockets,
I'm telling you. The pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look into that more for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's an affordable, like,
yes,
cute, comfortable. They get softer in the washer and the dryer. Like, I really like them.
Yeah. Very cute. I like it. It says they have 34 options. So you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
There's something really for everyone.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that I have liked, this is changing gears totally, but
yeah,
I talk a lot about YouTube, I feel like, and all the different YouTube people that I follow. And there's all these couples who travel, and we watch all of their episodes, and they all come out on different days of the week and stuff. And me and the kids watch them, and we always get so excited, and they always do fun things. And there's, so we started following Kara and Nate, and then from Kara and Nate, we found Eamon and Beck, and then they got together with a whole bunch of their friends. And so we got to meet like a whole bunch of their different like couple friends, and they all did a trip together. So that led to like following like three more couples. And one of them, they're this couple, they call their channel Kinging It. And they're super cute. They're Welsh. They're hilarious. They are so funny. The girl is just like not afraid to show her crazy personality at all. She's got like this crazy sense of style, and they just like do the wackiest things, and she cracks me up. But this couple has been together for like 15 years, but they just finally, he proposed this past week, which I think you kind of get to that point where like they've been together for 15 years. So you do not expect them to actually get married. And they were in Japan, and he like had gone to all this effort to have this ring designed for her. And like, she would be a hard person to design a ring for because her outfits are just like so off the wall. And it was the sweetest episode I have ever seen of like him professing his love to her and all the things that they have been through. Like, she had had cancer when they first got together, and then he broke his neck like on this other trip that he went on, and like all these different things that they have been through. And it was just like the cutest, sweetest, funniest episode of the two of them, and I cried, and it was just, it was really something. Like, I just couldn't, I saw on Instagram that they got engaged, and I like checked every day until Sunday until they finally posted about it, and I was checking like all morning, like, when are they gonna post this video, because I wanted to see it so bad. And it was just the cutest thing. So
oh, you are invested.
I am so invested. Yeah. And he like, he goes back and he tells like their whole love story. And because he surprised her with all of it. And so he goes back through all of the things and shows them when they were younger and like how they got to where they are and how they've had tough times and how they've made it through it all. And they're more in love now than they've ever been. And like, oh my gosh, it was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. And it was cute. Like, he wanted to propose to her with the cherry blossoms. And he shows like this video that we saw weeks ago, and he references back to it. And he's like, I thought I was going to propose that day. I thought we were going to get to this garden and there were going to be all of these cherry blossoms, but they hadn't bloomed yet. It was just like twigs. And so I couldn't propose to her that day. I had to wait like a whole nother month before I could propose to her. And so it was just,
oh my gosh.
Very cute.
That is sweet.
Yeah. And it was, he shows like calling her dad to get his approval, and it's hilarious because he's like, hey mate, it's Craig. And the dad's like, who? And he's like, Craig. He's like, oh Craig, yeah, okay, like what do you need? And he's like, oh my gosh, I've been with your daughter for 15 years. Like, you're not who I am. And so it was just like, it was really cute and funny. And so that was like a total highlight for my week. And even like when Ellie got home, I said, guess who got engaged? And she was like, who? And I was like, Kinging It. And they were like,
We're all excited too, so it was really sweet.
That is really cute.
Yeah. So anyway, it was just like, and it's fun to see a couple who have like been through real life hard things and that they make it through and they put in the effort and they like, yeah, it was just, I really loved it.
Mm-hmm. So, that's really sweet. Oh. Yeah.
And then I've had a couple of shows recently that I've been watching. So I watched Daisy Jones and the Six, and I hadn't read the book yet. And so I wanted to read it before I watched the show. So what I ended up doing was like just staying a little bit ahead with what I was reading. And then I would watch that episode. So it was really fresh what I had read. And that was interesting because I'm hearing a lot of people watch the show and they're like, oh, I read the book like 3 years ago. And so I couldn't even really remember what was happening. But for me, it was like, I just read this. And so I can see exactly how it's different. And yeah. I've heard a lot of people saying that they are preferring the show to the book, which I do not agree. And I know that's like the, you know, cliche thing to say that the book is better than the show. And I think that if you were just watching it as a standalone show, you could like it. But it's not that I didn't like it. I just preferred some of like the character choices and the way the story went a little bit more in the book.
Yeah.
So
I what found... is that? I haven't heard of this.
Okay. So it's a Taylor Jenkins Reid book that was made into the show. And it's basically the plot is this band in the 70s who you follow them from like their rise to fame. And then they end up partnering with this girl who's also trying to have a rise to fame named Daisy Jones. So they were the Six and then they combine with Daisy Jones and they hit it big. And they have actually like released the album. So you can actually listen to the Aurora album that is on the show. You can listen to it on Spotify or Amazon or whatever. So that's kind of fun. And it's all...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like in that 70s rock style. And so it just like, it follows them all the way through. But the cool thing about it is it's based on like interviews. So it's someone is interviewing all of the cast member, or not the cast members, but all of the band members like 20 years later. And looking back at what happened. And so you bounce back and forth from now them talking about looking back and then going back and watching them have their rise to fame. And so, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll stuff going on, but you get to see like those inner workings of like who really wanted a family and who tried to be there for their family. And like, you know, like how all of that happened. And the fashion is incredible. I mean, it's like so cool to watch all of that. They did a really good job with it. And also, I think just kind of a cool thing about it is the girl who plays Daisy Jones is Riley Keough, which actually is Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. So you have this girl playing this rock star in the 70s who literally is Elvis's granddaughter, which is pretty cool. And I believe the guitar that she uses throughout the show, at least the guitar strap, it was Elvis's. And so she's using that in the show. And so that's kind of cool. But you can tell that they all like really did become good friends. I've watched some of the like interviews and stuff and the behind the scenes footage, which is really fun. And yeah, so I mean, it's beautifully done. I think they did a really good job. I prefer the book because I think the character choices are stronger. And some of the plot points where I'm like, you just didn't need to do that. So why did you do that? But yeah, it was very good. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What's it airing on?
Amazon. Network? Amazon Prime. And it's, I think It was 10 episodes. So, yeah, it was very fun.
Okay.
And then I caught up on The latest season of Call the Midwife, which is very niche, and it's like season 12. So, you know, for anyone hanging in there on Call the Midwife, I watched it on PBS. And for some reason, my phone wouldn't let me do it, but my TV seemed to think that I had more access than I think I should. So I was able to like watch the whole thing, I think, before I should have been able to. And I don't know why. And I'm not going to ask questions.
But I bet you did it quickly and quietly.
Yes. No sudden movements. just watch it. And then, of course, the fifth season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel just came out.
And oh, okay.
Yes. So the first, well, by the time this comes out, it'll probably be up to like 4 or 5 episodes, but they dropped the first 3 episodes and then there'll be 1 a week until it's over. And this is the final season. And I'm really liking it so far. And it's just, it's always so fun. And they've always been doing this, but they bring back actors from Gilmore Girls. And so some of those people, like their characters on Mrs. Maisel, just like crack me up. Like Kelly Bishop is so funny. And she plays Emily on Gilmore Girls. So we're so used to seeing her in like that sort of role. And then she plays a matchmaker, like a Jewish matchmaker who is sort of like a mobster. And yeah, it is hilarious. Like she gets... yeah, you just have to watch it. But it's so funny. I don't want to do any spoilers, but I cracked up. She just has this like 5-minute scene in episode 3. And I laughed so hard. I was like, what is even happening? So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, really fun. So,
okay.
So yeah, that's been my latest watching that has been keeping me company while I'm in the bath. Okay, I have one last silly, stupid favorite, but this has also been keeping me company, and it is Franz Chocolates Gold Bars.
Oh, so, do tell.
If people have not tried these before, I think they are like my favorite, possibly like chocolate caramel combination ever, and that's really saying something. So I get them at Huckleberry's locally, but they have this like caramel that's amazing. It's chewy and it has, I get either the almond or the macadamia nut. They're both fabulous. But somehow how they layer the chocolate on the outsides of these bars, it's like in thin sheet after sheet after sheet on top of the bar. So when you bite into it, it like flakes apart sort of into like these really thin chocolate sheets. And that's like my favorite way to have chocolate. And so it's like thick on there, but it's all these individual layers. And they're amazing. They're just
so
amazing.
When you say that, I think of like the Nutty Buddy bar, the Nutty Bar from Little Debbie, you know, where you can pull the chocolate off in sheets.
Oh, I don't know. I've never had one.
What? Wait, okay, what about your school lunches?
I did not take school lunch.
What? No, like your lunch that you ate at school. You didn't have a Little Debbie Nutty Bar in there?
Never.
I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. I'm sorry, that's a stopping point for me. What? Just what?
I'm so
You've
sorry.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
It's chocolate and peanut butter. So, I mean, but you... It wafers off in layers, and that's the proper way to eat it, is you take the top layer off. And then the... What? What? Just
remember, I mean, I don't know. I had a certain level of pickiness when I was growing up, for sure. And then somewhere in there, my mom also got a lot more natural. So, like, let's just keep that in mind.
Okay, well, somewhere in there, you have missed out, is all I'm going to say. You've got to remedy that. That's...
I don't know that I've ever had Little Debbie anything. I also am not a fan of Hostess, but you know, that's
on principle, totally. But in like nostalgia, what?
Yeah. Like I would never, like even young, I would never eat a Twinkie. I would never eat a like Hostess cupcake, but I also like, I don't like cake. And I, for a large part of my childhood, didn't like cookies.
How is all this coming to light now? This is shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
I'm real weird. Yeah.
Wow. This is a revelation.
Yeah. So I have a real, you know, tried and true love of pastries and pie, but
yeah,
not so much the other. I'm better with the cookies now, but probably to, you know, a little bit of a problematic space with that. You know.
Still not cake.
Still not cake. No, 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 no. If I had a lot of times I would have a cake for my birthday. It was always an ice cream cake from Baskin Robbins, and I would just eat the ice cream and the frosting. And I was good with that. Like, I loved Baskin Robbins ice cream, but yeah, I know.
But cake, no thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's unique. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I remember one year my former sister-in-law made me a cake for my birthday, and I was like, oh, thank you. And I felt like I had to, like, try to, like, choke it down, and yeah, nope, can't do it.
All right. I mean, I'm going to hold back judgment and just embrace this.
You know how you were saying that your coloring makes you very unique? Well, I have special parts about me too.
You sure do. Yeah. You sure do.
So.
Oh. This has been enlightening.
Enlightening. All of it. Yeah. You just know me a little bit better.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, one would wonder why I didn't just get ice cream then for my birthday, why it had to come in cake version.
One would wonder.
But yeah, but I did really like that, you know, Crisco filled frosting. So
yeah,
clearly
it reminds me of the season that Ben only ordered, like, at a restaurant, he'd order a BLT, no bacon. That was one of my favorite Ben seasons. It was odd. It was him. It just, yeah. It only made sense if you knew Ben.
Oh my gosh. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that we have mine and Ben's interesting quirks that have happened throughout our lives in this episode, I think we'll wrap it up here.
Oh.
Right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me for my birthday episode.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. I got Absolutely. 1 year to get my life together.
Oh, you don't have to have your life together by 40.
Well, no. I think that there are certain things where I'm like, it'd be nice if this changed by the time I'm 40. Like, a few things that I would like to, like, give it a good go this next year. Set myself up well for a better decade.
You have 4 90-day goals
yes.
that you could accomplish
yes.
by your birthday.
Yep. So I'm going to work on
it. That's 4 things you could change.
Yeah. You know I'm not going to only try to change 4.
But... I know. But I'm saying that way deliberately.
I know. I know things. You are. Okay. La, 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 la. I'm not listening.
Oh,
all right.
I just love you. All these quirks. Love celebrating your birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah. All and right. with no cake.
With no cake. That's a punishment, not a gift. All right. I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. As always, you can go to mackenziekappa.com and get links to everything that Katie and I talked about in this episode. You can also just swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the show on and get all of the links there. Also, just as a heads up, there are a ton of really great Mother's Day sales going on right now with some of our favorite partners. And I would love to be able to share some of those partners with you because they are with companies that we genuinely use and adore, like Beauty Counter that we talked about on this episode. Right now, if you are listening before the 27th, they are having an up to 25% off sale and they have a major discount going on for their annual membership. It's a really good deal. It's a great time to be stocking up on things, getting all of your summer skincare, or for the moms in your life, I would adore getting Beauty Counter for Mother's Day. So you can head over to mackenziekappa.com/beautycounter to get in on that deal. But if you want to make sure to not miss any of the other deals from our partners, you're going to want to do 2 things. Follow me on Instagram at mackenziekappa and make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. So if you head over to mackenziekappa.com/news, and again, all of these links will be in the show notes, then you can subscribe to the newsletter and make sure that you don't miss a thing. All right, ladies, thank you so much for hanging out with us this week. Once again, we love you all so much. And until next week, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.